Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
On you. When we're in alignment within ourselves, we're aligned to receive from within, from all that is. The most supportive frequencies, gifts, qualities, with whatever it is moving, whatever the cosmic event of the moment is. And there's this beautiful lineup where the solstice is getting us ready to go over a kind of rainbow bridge from the first half of the year being really focused on healing, 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 healing. And the second half of the year really being focused on creating, creating, creating. And it's not that, you know, there hasn't been creating the first part of the year, or there won't be healing the second half, but I'm really seeing that massive shift. And so there's this lovely energy getting, and I'll just get this kind of like, you know, when a sprinter comes up to the start line and they crouch down and they got the foot on the, they're in position and they got their foot on the whatever it is they put their feet on. I don't run, what the heck. Anyway, it feels like the theme for solstice is very much we're going to be running in our running forward energy, but together, playing together. And so we're getting a lot of this bumper car energy healed before we go up to the solstice. Mercury retrograde has just been calling us inwards, because it's like if we, it's healing our running energy at the moment, really healing that running energy, the bit where the mind tells the body what to do and we just go. That's being in a reset. And it's like Mercury retrograde is, it's okay, turn within, go into beingness, connect to your true essence, so that when the time comes to run, you, soul and spirit, run together. You're in divine marriage there. Spirit isn't shooting off over the horizon. And there's such a focus on home right now. But be in the body, be in the home. What is going on with the home? And home is for many, for a lot of us, a site of be with the challenges or the creatings that are happening in the home, and take it slow, real slow. It's heavy stuff. And it's connected to shifts and changes that are happening. I'll go a bit metaphysical here. Don't worry about the terminology so much. But the reset is happening in the physical field of consciousness. And the doing, running energy that we've got in the physical field of consciousness, and to have that reset, like Ma, divine Ma energy, she gets real strong at these times and pulls that energy back hard. Come back home. You're shooting off again. Come back home. Come back home, slow down, be present, and do little things really slowly, one at a time. And you know, there's a lot coming up in the body. So I don't always do an energy update, but I really want to speak to that because there's such beautiful things going on. I think it's kind of in the pot. And it feels like there's just one more thing to point at. Ah, all right, one more thing to point at, and then we'll shift gear out of this. And that is, whenever this full moon lunar eclipse, there's a lot of healing from the body field, but it's like there's this beautiful, what I get is the divine geometric configurations coming in, you can ignore this language if you want, coming into the field, into the blueprint, into the field of collective consciousness, that hold the balance and the harmony of force, light, the force in life force, being in integrity with what's within. So there's this, as we're breathing in, I'm just seeing this beautiful flower of infinity as we're breathing in. So there's beautiful new geometries helping us heal force, because we're going to need our force, the force in life force over that rainbow bridge of the solstice, the force in creating. And we're going to be using our force together, and we don't want to be like bumper cars when we do that. So, you know, that's it. That's the last bit. I want to point out there with the energies. The energies of the moment. So I would let all those words just wash away. And let's come into ourselves and into the moment. And I will shut that outside noise. So it feels so beautiful to be here together, all of us. So we can take a moment just to really appreciate that we're taking this moment to do something a little unusual, to enjoy each other's company and to drop into that space together. Hearts beating in a shared space. Real simple. We're just here now. So making intentions and then letting go of what happens after we've made those intentions. And throughout the meditation, keeping attention, returning to notice the in and out of the breath, the sensation of breath in the body, the sensation in the body as a whole. Don't worry if we don't follow the meditation. Don't worry if we fall asleep. We'll get what we came here for. We're being supported. The gifts are going to be there for us, whether we notice them coming in or not. There we go. And just before we begin, we can open to make an intention. Trust that what we're calling in life right now, in this moment, in this meditation, but in life as well, for ourselves, it's known in our heart. It's written in our hearts. It's known to our innate intelligence, our higher selves, and all of life is listening. So we can just make that intention to empower our highest, most benevolent intentions for wholeness. And call in the support and give permission for support to come in from unconditionally loving sources. Thank you.
And maybe we have specific intentions that are known, and we can let them be here too. The unknown and the known. So, I empower my heart's highest intentions now. Okay. And these next few minutes, these next few 40 minutes or whatever, are going to be for us dropping deeply into the seat of ourselves. Being with what comes to us. And the intention is welcome. Welcome any sensation. Welcome any thought. Welcome any emotion without trying to stop it or name it, not giving it a story. Meeting it as though it's just a vibration and it gets to be here. Okay. And there will be channeled energy and transmission, but we just do not need to follow everything mentally in this space now. So let's make the first intention. Closing the outward facing eyes, which we have, let's make the intention to turn those eyes inwards, to face within, whatever that means. To drop the seat of seeing down into the heart space now. As though part of us was reclined there. Nothing to do, nothing to make happen. Opening to notice the sensation in the whole body. Not naming it. And keeping our awareness within, even while there might be noises outside. We can be aware of our environment, even with our eyes closed. Can really notice the thoughts that come up when we let our attention include awareness of our environment, our home right now. Let's just welcome those thoughts, let them be there. So there's a kind of busyness moving all around us, but we're in the still center observing it, observing those thoughts. All those activities in our life right now, we can call them to awareness as though we're inviting them to be like moving, busy activities in the space around us now. But we're just in this still point, observing. Asking ourselves what it's like to be present with everything going on in our lives. But for these moments, not feeling like we need to do a thing. Nothing needs to happen right now. just the stillness, the breath. And this body. Maybe our thoughts are still, or maybe there's things whizzing about still, and we can just watch them. And it's almost like putting the head to bed. Like it's a baby, we're putting it to bed, we're gently stroking its head and singing a lullaby and just saying, you can relax. Now let go. Have a little rest. You've done a lot. It's been a long day. You sleep now. And we're putting this mind to rest. After eons of being in control of everything all the time. And that's quite a process, you know, it's going to happen in stages. This is just one moment in that process. And in the mind space, out beyond, you know, where all that activity was happening, beyond those thoughts, what if there is just spaciousness? What is surrounding where all those thoughts were happening? What is there surrounding that beyond? Don't need an answer, but let's ask the question. Stay with the breath. Don't worry about getting an answer. What's the space beyond my thoughts right now? Is there space beyond thought? Here, now. Just breath, breath in the body. Just sensation in the body as a whole. We can just float in this moment, in the space of it. Doesn't have to be anything to notice. It's enough. Just being here now is enough. And trusting this moment contains everything we need it to. Nothing is lacking or missing, either from us, from the space, or from this moment in time. And we can imagine that from this spaciousness that we're looking at that busyness of the thoughts happening somewhere in the mind space, in the mind shape. We don't need to get a reading or be definite. Just imagine this. We're open to the possibility that somewhere in this spaciousness, thoughts are probably happening. We're going to ask, without needing an answer, what if? What if this spaciousness beyond all of those thoughts, what if it was also in between each thought, in between each mind activity, everything happening here in mind? What if spaciousness was right there in the center of it all, too, surrounding it? Giving every thought space. So we're just inviting now attention to drop down into the heart and center. We can make that silent intention, let go of has it worked and is there anything I should be noticing? No, there isn't. I drop attention into my heart and center now. And open to breathe in from within. Just open to the possibility right now. This heart is a gateway to the infinite. And just possibly we are breathing in from within. A quality that's for us. We don't need to identify it, but let's just say yes. And make the silent intention to breathe in from within whatever quality wants to fill our hearts as the oxygen fills our lungs. and to circulate. To fill our hearts and circulate through the body, all the way to the toes and beyond, into our field, into our home space, becoming a part of the resonance we're holding in ourselves right now. So you can let go and just breathe and be with the breath. Trust that something maybe is coming in. Something asked for, something welcome. And as this breath comes in, we can, if you like, you can just be with the breath, or you can follow that real subtle flow of movement. If this comes to you, where is your attention drawn as we breathe in? What part of the body would like to be noticed now? We don't need to understand it. Just let the attention be drawn wherever it goes now. And welcome whatever comes. Thought, emotion, sensation. Giving it space now. And trust that whatever quality we're breathing in, and wherever our attention has been drawn, we're breathing that quality into whatever place our attention has been drawn. Maybe it's drawn to a thought, maybe it's drawn to an emotion, or maybe it's drawn to a sensation. Let the love of all that is work the way it wants to in us now. And stay the breath and let it all be taken care of. And if attention wanders off, you just ask, where is my attention drawn to now? And be with whatever comes, flows into awareness. Just witnessing. And I think our attention, we're being invited to drop attention down now, down from the heart into the lower belly, that sacred space, that deep, dark, loving, warm cave space. It's the energy down here. So we can make that silent intention to let our attention drop down into that whole sacral area, lower belly space. And come to rest as though we are floating gently to the bottom of an ocean. And yet, from this place, we can feel the whole ocean, everything that's going on within us. I'm not saying you have to try to do that. Just open to the possibility that a little part of us is, maybe, can do that. Might already be doing it now. Noticing our breath down here is like noticing the tide in the ocean. This is the part of us that knows we are more than this body. We are this body, and we are more than this body. The part of us that is at home in that knowledge. The part of us that calls lovingly, compassionately, without judgment, to all those other little parts of us that have forgotten, that are shooting off over the hillside, that have gone a long way from home, that feel listless or restless, that want to get away right now from this moment. All those listless parts she's calling. And as our attention is drawn a little more to the breath, the invitation is to bring a little of that feeling, a little something of that feeling of the tide, the rhythm, with us. As we kind of swim a bit to the surface and bring attention back to the breath. The breath and the way the breath feels in the body. So we're rising from the deeps, returning attention to the heart, letting the breath be the breath, or trying to notice anything too hard just now. These moments, we're just here with our isness. Vibrating with a little more of who we are. With the all of who we are. Inviting it to be in the body, in the moment. Staying with the breath. And in these moments, maybe we give permission as we notice that. Giving permission for the force that comes with life force. Just as the breath returns to center and repeats, as the breath harmonizes, finds its equilibrium in its rhythms. You can welcome the force in life force, So it's just like that breath returns to center and finds harmony in its rhythms, stabilizes. Force that sits in equilibrium within us. Harmonized force. Unified, harmonized life force. Divine marriage. With love itself. So we're just making that invitation. You can say it silently if it helps. I welcome harmonized, balanced, loving, creative life force. I welcome the breath of life now. So I'll say that again. I welcome the breath of life now. And one more time. I welcome the breath of life now. And just be with that sensation, whatever we feel. Or notice or think. You can imagine that as we're breathing in from life itself into the heart. Life energy finding its flow, flowing round our bodies, our homes, our realities, as effortlessly as breathing. So just letting go of trying to make anything happen and being with whatever sensations, emotions or thoughts show up for you now. Being the witness, making it welcome. Feeling there's a lot of activity around the mind. And just trusting now. It feels like we're in a receiving space. That the guides and those working with us are bringing in the energetic support for all those little directions we've been giving internally in this meditation journey. So let's open to receive support now. I'm getting the suggestion to let the head and neck, the head sit a little loosely on the shoulders, so the neck is a little soft and not rigid. And I'm open to any really subtle movements, It just helps with what wants to move now. Same with the toes. Feeling into the toes and seeing if they want to wriggle or move or clench and stretch or just what feels good. Let the feet do what feels good. You can really reiterate that intention to let life force into the body. And that's life force that is soft, gentle, loving, that you trust, that's in integrity for you. This is your life force, not something impersonal. Just saying yes, how this wants to flow naturally through your field, your body, your system. It's already owning this. This is what life force is for me. I just say yes to it without needing to understand or know or control. How that goes. And just while we're opening to the support that's coming in from the guides and from those who work with us, opening as well to those subtle sensations. Not worrying about if they feel a little odd, because there's a lot of things that could feel a little odd right now when we're in a process of shift, transformation, and reconfiguration. It's just an alignment. Subtle pieces of work, but they're what we've asked for. A higher self is managing what we receive. And it's happening in a way that's safe and loving. Divinely aligned integrity for each of us. There we go. I think what I'm getting from the guides now is a sense of open to notice where you might feel expansive. Quite a lot of the time we're focusing on where do we feel constrictive, but where in the body feels expansive, light, wants to open. And have a little stretch, a gentle stretch into those places. Or wants to open and expand. And then notice on the out breath and the next in breath, after expansion, maybe, just maybe, we want to soften and relax. So I'm getting prompted to say, we can feel into where in our bodies we want to just feel softness, and we want to relax. And to give into that now. And that's beautiful, and they're moving us on quite quickly. And what they're saying now is, so now you've done the expansion, you've allowed yourself to soften somewhere. Now what can come is renewed support. So just feeling, inviting ourselves to, don't worry if this isn't where you're at, stay with your own experience. But the invitation now is to feel into, where does my body feel supportive, like it's supporting me, you know, the spine holds us erect, or the neck holds up the head. Just feeling in, or listening for supportive sensations in the body now. They're saying this is the real nitty-gritty of the rebirth of supportive energies in the body field of consciousness. And they're talking to us about it, just to keep a little bit of our attention going with the process. But don't worry if it's not where you're at. Stay with your own experience always. All right, and letting go now. Giving ourselves that little intention. This is the last phase of our little journey today. So giving ourselves that little intention. Don't worry about what happens. We're just going to make the intention and return to the breath. Giving ourselves that little intention to let attention, awareness, roll out in all directions like a silent bloom, even a silent boom. Like a ripple rolling out from the center of an orb. We're just rolling out in our own internal space, in ourselves. But this self is vast. So let's just give permission for the attention to roll out into that vastness of the self in all directions at once. No need to get an experience from this. Doesn't matter how far attention's gone, or what it's bringing back for us to notice here in our center. Just know this feedback is always going on. When we sit in our center, we're always receiving information from the farthest reaches of ourselves. The innate intelligence we are is always processing that information. This little human eye doesn't need to be in on it for it to work. I can give the intention to let go of control, controlling what we don't need to control in this moment of our lives or of this meditation. Stay with that physical experience in the body. Just the sensation of breath. Trust there's more going on than we think. We'll get the information if it's for us later. All right, letting ourselves return attention to noticing, I want to say the heartbeat. Maybe we don't feel it, but we know it's happening there. Rhythm of the breath, rhythm of the heartbeat. The sensation right in the center of the chest. In, out, up and down. Flowing. We know we're more than this body, and yet we're also here, this body. So bringing attention to the soles of the feet. Still with our eyes closed. Letting attention remind itself of the room we're sat in, where things are around us, what's holding us right now. Letting the body feel safe in that for a few moments. These walls have got us protected. This seat has got us supported. And we can sit in our physical homes connected to the vastness, multidimensional vastness of our divine selves. Just that we're more than this moment. And yet here we also are. In time and yet not of it completely. And with that, you're invited to tilt the head downwards, open the eyes a little, and see if we can keep attention on how we're feeling on the inside, just as we welcome the room back into our sights. Staying with the breath. Giving permission to continue to breathe in from within and in from life itself together. This harmony breath, life and love, inner and outer, as one here and now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.